Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to everyone in an effort to help them awaken to universal truth. If you want to learn about spirituality, the occult, and all things related to metaphysics, you are in the right place. All right. So everyone, okay, we are recording now. Nadia, thank you for joining the show today. Everyone, we have, my special guest, which is my sister, Nadia, who is channeling your spirit guide. Is that correct?
Yes.
Great. And today's episode is going to be what everybody has been asking for, and I have not done for 3 years. So this is the first time, but we are going to be tackling the topic of soulmates and twin flames. Let me preface this and say this is not something that I personally study. As you probably noticed, I've never done one episode on romance, love life, nothing. But we are tackling this topic today. So I want you to say hello to Virgil and thank him for, spending some time with us. We really appreciate it.
I will. He's ready.
Okay, Virgil, we are ready. Okay, so let's first tackle this whole topic of twin flames. So from my understanding, and it's very popular right now because everybody, wants their partner. But from my understanding, a twin flame is this intense soul connection with someone who is thought to be a person's like other half, or sometimes it's even called like a mirror soul. And it's based on the idea that sometimes one soul gets split into two bodies. And one of the main characteristics of a twin flame relationship is that it's, challenging and healing. But is this what Virgil would say is really a twin flame, this idea of a person's soul being split into two and they have like a mirror soul or something like that?
So what I see and hear is like, I guess essentially it's like, it could be a soul split in half, but it's like layers. It's so weird. I see layers of people, of a person, not people, but of a person. And I believe over time in every reincarnation, we lose a bit of ourselves and we leave it behind in that past life, that it is the pieces of us that are missing.
Oh, that's interesting. What does he mean by pieces of us that are missing? Like that pieces of our soul are attached to like previous lives, or?
In a way, yes. You leave a footprint or a footprint behind. Like I see a snake shedding its skin. It's evidence that it was there.
Oh, that's interesting.
But it is now has a new skin, correct?
Right, yes.
So that's why you feel like you're always searching for something, because a piece of you is really behind, left behind every time you come back.
That's very interesting. I really like that. So just a side question here, since a piece of us is kind of left here, or at least has left its footprint, if you will, would you say that the energy of the earth is made up of all of these skins, I guess you can say, that we shed throughout lifetimes? Like, would you say that the earth's makeup, I guess energetic makeup or soul, is that's what it contains in a way, if that makes sense?
Yeah, for sure. It houses a piece of us every time we die and come back.
That's very, very interesting. Okay. And on a soul level, when we come back, that's something that it's familiar to us. It's like we know it intuitively, even if it's not if we're not consciously aware of it.
Correct.
Okay. That's a very interesting concept. Is that why okay, this is also, I don't know, left field, but is that also why sometimes we feel attached to a certain place, country, city, because we have reincarnated there before and there's an intense familiarity
of having? Yes, for sure. And anything that you feel like, I don't know, a weird connection for no reason at all. You know, there's no earthly reason why you would be connected to, you know, I don't know, say for instance, Rome, you know.
Did he really say Rome right now?
Rome, yes.
Nadia, oh my God. Side note, everybody, I guess everyone's going to know this, but I just had a conversation about going to Rome with a friend of mine last night.
Wow.
That's hilarious. We talked about it intensely yesterday. Okay, I get the little message here. So bringing this back to this idea of a twin flame.
So basically, your whole lifetime, every time you come back and die and come back, you have met with somebody that you, most people have anyways, that they've made a connection with, you know, spiritually, emotionally, and you've traveled with them through time, essentially. They shed their spirit and come back. You shed your spirit and come back. And I think since the beginning, that is who you're trying to find.
Oh, okay. Let me make sure I understand this. Hold on. I don't know. I feel like my mind went blank for a minute. He said that a person that you've traveled with through time.
Correct. So,
and
I was going to say Cleopatra, but let's leave that out of there. Let's say like Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
Right? Great love. Mm-hmm. They die. They come back. And it was such a great love that they are looking for each other again. And that's essentially your... I said soulmate. Let's talk about that. That's essentially your soulmate because you've traveled through many lifetimes with this soul that was your mate. So you're always looking for them. The greatest love.
And, but just given what we've chosen to be our experience this lifetime, there's no guarantee that we will find that spirit, correct?
Correct.
Is that why I guess sometimes we do feel like there's something missing?
Yes, or something missing, or the people that we meet never fulfill like our needs or our wants. There's always something missing.
That's very interesting. So then just going back to, I want to make sure I get this straight so everybody understands and even myself, but so again, just going back to this idea of the twin flame, you know, many people believe that it's literally just themselves. Like, I believe that that's what they think. It's themselves like split into two bodies. Like one soul gets split into these two bodies and that's who they're looking for. But you're saying that that's not the case. It is a separate soul or a separate spirit.
Well, I want to say that your twin soul is you, but your soulmate is the one that you're looking for, that is the one that you've had over time. Do you understand? Does that make sense? So when I hear twin soul or twin flame, I really mm-hmm. think of you and your higher self because you're both are split.
Mm. So it's not
necessarily... And if you think about it, oh my gosh, part of you is really left behind back in the place where we go after we die, correct?
Correct.
Not all of you is here, which is a weird concept, I think, for people to grasp, even for myself.
Yeah. It is like, a piece of your energy or what, I can't think of the word, piece of your spirit is having this experience, but the other piece is overseeing it. Would that be a proper assessment or?
Yeah, it's kind of like plugging into the matrix.
Matrix. Yes, that's how I envision it too.
Like there's an energy cord or something, you know, like, I don't know. Oh my gosh, but, I just see people sleeping and a part of their, you know, spirit is attached somewhere else.
That's so crazy. So what he's saying is it's not necessarily this romantic relationship that people are looking for outside of themselves, like in another person who is supposedly their other half, right? Like their identical half or whatever. Rather, it is, as he put it, your own higher self, who is your true self.
Right, correct. You long to be whole again.
Yes, that is
true. And twin flames is not necessarily, people are always looking for that, oh, that special someone and blah, blah, blah. It is really, you're looking for yourself.
I like that. And that's so true too. If you think about it, I mean, at least that's the way I kind of see it. Like everything that you're searching for outside of you, you were really searching for what was within you the whole time. Would he say that that's correct?
Correct. And when we come to your soulmate, here's what people probably don't want to hear, is that when you die and you come back and you reincarnate over time, remember, you don't always reincarnate as a male all the time. And you don't always reincarnate as a female all the time. So your soulmate may not necessarily be the opposite sex, and it doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. It is just a relationship with somebody that you feel connected to spiritually. It doesn't have to be a love. It's just a great connection. It could be a best friend. It could be your sister. It could be your mother. It could be your dad. That could be your soulmate.
Yeah, I don't have any soulmates. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But that was, it's funny. I feel like he's looking at my list of questions and he's like, I'm done. Interview's done, Deanna.
It's crazy when I personally think about it over time. And it's people like, for example, my friend Shaniqua, I met her and we instantly like, connected. And we've been friends, I think, what, Savannah's 20. So we've been friends almost 21 years, actually. Since I knew her since I was pregnant. We've been friends for 21 years. Now we fight all the time. And there's times that we have not talked. But we always, always find a way to reconcile. And like nothing ever happened. It's just one of those things. I think that she is probably one of my, you know, soulmate friends. Because I can't think of anybody else over time that I've been friends with.
Yeah.
Like that. Friends come and go. Like really, they come and go. But this person has remained in my life and we fight and fight like we're sisters.
So then would he say that, okay, here's a question. This concept of like the soulmate, and I love the way he explained it though. Would you say that your quote unquote soulmate, because I feel like there's more than one in this mm-hmm. life. They come from the same like soul group on the other side, or do they come from other places, like other, because I can't think of another word, of galaxies, other star systems, or are they in the same soul group?
Essentially, they're in the same soul group or close to. Not doesn't necessarily have to be the same. It's like, gosh, once again, stupid Romeo and Juliet in my head. You know, like the Montagues and Capulets.
Yeah.
It's like that. You know each other, but you're not necessarily related. I don't know how to describe it. It's like, I don't know, parallel.
Okay.
I don't know, Dina. It's hard to explain. Like you know of each other, but you don't necessarily aren't necessarily in the same group. Groups next to each other. Like they stand next. I don't know. That's all I see is people like next to each other. Groups of people standing next to each other.
Understood. I understand what he's saying. Would you ever have a lifetime where you would never come into contact ever with a so-called like soulmate relationship, even if it's actually, let me rephrase this question. Would you ever come into this life without having connected to having a relationship with somebody you knew in a previous life? Like, would you start from scratch with completely new spirits in a lifetime?
I think it's possible. But so he says it's possible, but probably highly unlikely because you have matching energies. Not every spirit has the same matching energy. And that is evident by when you meet people and you may have one or two conversations and you're like, nope, not for me.
So then he's saying these soulmate relationships, our energies, they match.
They may not match.
But okay. So they match in vibration? Would that be a proper way to say it? Or they match in goals?
They match in vibration. They match in level, maybe almost level of achievement.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So would you say that, I don't know if this is a good question, but I'm just going to kind of ask it. So depending on, I guess, the nature of that soul mate relationship, would you say that you would have more of a ability for, I don't know if this is a good question, spiritual growth, enhancement of psychic abilities if you were practicing with that soulmate connection as opposed to somebody that you're unfamiliar with, or?
You will grow only because the soulmate relationship is not an easy one. Mm. It is meant to challenge you. You are meant to challenge each other. So you grow in that way.
Interesting. So when let's say that you pass away and so do all the other soulmates in your group or near neighboring group or what have you, do you guys kind of do like a debrief on the other side when everybody's home and talk about like the nature of the relationships, what you learned, or is this like the life review individual?
Yeah, you talk about the stuff that you learned, but always your individual life review is first and foremost.
Is there any way that you can decline?
Which part?
Since you just went through the review, since you just had the life, do you need to review it so quickly? Can't you like have a drink and a break first before you sit down and take a look? I mean, who wants to relive what they just lived? You know what I mean?
Right. With that, he says it doesn't necessarily happen all at once.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's like in increments because I don't think it's hard to relive your whole life at one time. It's painful at times. So yeah, you do get a break, but you do have to come to grips with things that were hard to deal with. And that's part of the healing and learning process.
Mm. Well, I'm trying not to drift so far away from the nature of this episode. It's just, I personally don't have a lot of questions about like soulmates or twin flames, but I'm trying to think of what everybody else would ask. But given his definition of a twin flame, I don't know that I have too many questions about twin flames, because many people really, really, really believe like there's one person for you out there romantically, and that's it. They were destined to be here at the same time you were, and you guys are constantly looking for each other. But true to form, or he would say that there's multiple people out there for you for a romantic relationship, not just one designated person.
Correct. Correct. I mean, you meet people all the time, but it's through time. It isn't, everybody thinks just this time. You have to think of how many times, right? How many times have you lived? How many people have you met in your whole entire ever existence of your soul?
That's true.
So you're always looking for that, yes, that part of that person you may have had that strong connection with over time, over many, many, many lifetimes. But your twin flame is yourself. And it is crazy to me that, so he says, you know, it's a human thing it's a human emotion that you're feeling, that you want a connection with somebody.
Yeah.
But essentially, your soul is here to learn and grow. Correct?
That's what
you travel here alone. And you travel back alone.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. That is definitely a human thing to want to find that other person. But the other person you need to find is yourself.
I think that is challenging for all of us because for multiple reasons. Number one, I mean, you're always taught to look outside of the self for answers, for understanding, and to find fulfillment elsewhere as opposed to within the self. So you're taught that even as a kid, right? To find fulfillment in other things, people, as opposed to from within. But also it's kind of a hard concept to grasp, because when you tell people to go within, you know, you're essentially trying to build, for lack of a better word, a relationship more with your own self, as opposed to building a relationship with another person.
Correct. If you don't know yourself, how is somebody else supposed to?
Yeah, that's true. So what is his recommendation then in terms of getting to know yourself more? Like, do you sit down and interrogate yourself, you and your higher self? Like, being perfectly honest, because most people would ask this question because you do have this ego that's operating all the time, and that's your go-to voice, right? That's what you listen to all the time, most of us.
Well, the go-to voice is the voice that tells you what you want. Your inner voice is what tells you what you really need. Mm. It's hard to separate the two, because sometimes your wants and your needs, you want them to align and they don't.
Okay, so let's get back to talking more about this voice. Like he was talking about, like, the voice of the ego and then the voice of the inner voice, you know, telling you what you, not telling you, but, you know, revealing to you what it is that you need the most. Like, let's talk about people in relationships. Since this is a romance episode, you know, most people who have been single for a very long time, I'm sure there are many out there, I don't know who they are, but whatever. And they're looking for that partnership, right? They're looking for that special, looking for that special someone. Would you say, I don't even know if I have a question here, but how do we draw in, I guess, that type of quote unquote soulmate type relationship that is, I don't know, more balanced, the relationship that is, yes, you know, an opportunity to, you know, it's challenging and it's a healing relationship. But how do we draw in that type of person that's good for our own soul growth, spiritual growth? I don't know the question, but something like that.
Well, I think it would be someone who aligns with you, your spirit. Gosh, this is hard. Let me see. First of all, you have to know yourself, correct?
Yes.
And what you want in yourself, you want in somebody else, correct?
Yes.
So this person is like checking off boxes, for you, I guess. God, I'm like, I see a list, and in this list, you're looking for the person that has everything on this list, pretty much is what you have on your list of yourself, or what you think you have, or what you offer these people, correct? And then, so when you find that person that has all those things on the list, you guys usually mesh really well with each other, correct? And when you
Correct.
mesh really well with each other, of course, you're going to have arguments because a lot of the stuff that you like, they like, and you guys can't agree, but that's how you grow. That's how your spirit grows. You're learning how to compromise, you're learning the love, you're learning the forgiveness and those things.
People have this belief, and I guess it's also cultural, that once you are in this committed relationship, once you get married, that you have to stay with that person until death. You know, a lot of people, you know, they feel obliged to do that, as opposed to looking at the relationship more as having a cycle. Maybe a cycle of learning and then moving on to another cycle, or maybe having time alone. Is that the way he sees it, or what does he, what are his thoughts about that?
He says, once again, marriage is an earthly thing. I mean, if you choose to come here and have one relationship, that one relationship, you'll learn stuff from that relationship. You'll learn stuff about yourself. And in a way, you are learning and growing. But it is also, you may have missed the point that you were only meant to learn a little bit of the lesson, not torture yourself with
Yes.
something that isn't necessarily aligns with your spirit. Humans need something, so they choose to, commit to one person. And you choose to commit to the thing called marriage. Oh my gosh, Nina. Elizabeth Taylor. Look at Elizabeth Taylor. She had many great loves.
Yeah, she did.
But she learned though,
Yeah, that's very true.
That's the thing. You're here to learn. And I don't know. He says, "Oh, to be human."
What about
The
people who,
warmth and meaning
oh,
of
sorry, go ahead.
connection. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, he says, "The wanting and needing of a connection that is, oh God." I don't want to say that. It's like a myth or hard to attain.
I mean, yes, we romanticize what a relationship is supposed to be. I mean, we see it in movies. We see it everywhere. You're shown even as a little kid through, let's say, Disney movies or what have you, of like the great love, you know, and that's the end. But that is not a reflection of reality. I mean, relationships are hard, but what about people?
Relationships are hard because people are different.
Yes.
And I'm sitting here like trying to see, I'm asking my own questions in my head to him, but who, my question to him is who came up with this sense of needing to be in a relationship? I know if you think about the beginning of time, man and woman got together, well, of course they did. They wanted to have sex. And, maybe having sex with the same person because it's so great. But it doesn't mean that it's necessarily a soul flame, twin flame, soulmate relationship.
Right. But people also have very intense physical connections with each other, you
Yes.
know, and they
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, shoot, we all want that, right? Like, we want that intense, mm-hmm. fiery connection mm-hmm. with the partner, with someone. But why is that sometimes? That's a good question. Why is it that sometimes we have that? We meet someone and boom, it's like fire. But yet there's no substance beyond that. It's just pure, you know, physical. But, you know, if they open their mouths, it's like, oh God. You know what I mean? Why do we sometimes have those experiences where the attraction is off the charts, but it would never go beyond that?
It's a chemical thing. It's pheromones. You're chemically attracted. There's something about them. And then, as you say, they open their mouth, forget it.
Yes.
But we're human. We're human, and you know, you want the pleasure at the time. That right. doesn't mean that they're meant to be your soulmate.
That is true.
No, I'm not trying to discourage anybody, of course. There are people who find that person, that they're great love, and that, I mean, it's true, it happens. That's, you know, and that's amazing. But in all means, anybody who has found their person, you can ask any of them if it's been challenging, and they will all say yes. And that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry, I had to open the door to get my lunch. I'm sorry, today is like the craziest day ever. I'm so sorry to do the show. Everything and anything is happening. Yes, that is very true, because I've had that experience myself where it's like an intense, yes, boom, very physical attraction, but my God, you know, never anything beyond that, like, please disappear. So, but I think a lot of people have this. So I think, you know, they're wondering, like, well, what is it? Like, what's drawing me, you know, and if it's chemicals, and that's good to know. Because a lot of people stay with somebody because of the physical attraction, but nothing more. And yet they're miserable, but they have that physical attraction. So they're like, oh, well, you know, can't find it anywhere else. So I'll just stay.
Yeah, I know. And that's the wrong thing to do. You're missing the point then of your whole purpose of, you know, of growth. So.
That's true.
Hopefully they wake up one day, and sometimes they actually do wake up one day and they think, oh my gosh, there's nothing left here. There was never anything here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we stay with people. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but people that are caught up into looking for soulmates and twin flames, yeah, they do stay with the people they shouldn't, because they initially think, well, this is my soulmate. They have an intense connection and this and that, and it's not the case.
Right. That's true. Yikes. Oh, romance. Does Virgil miss romance?
He says that he misses the feeling of love.
Aw. That makes two of us, Virgil. Oh, my God. So I know many people who, you know, have been single for a while. I want to come back to this because it's important. And they will say, oh, I'm just destined to be alone forever. I'm just going to be alone forever because they can't find anybody. I've heard this many, many, many times. Like, oh, I'm always going to be alone. Are there cases where sometimes when we come to this earth, we've opted for that experience to have more of an independent, I didn't want to use the word lonely, but more independent experience?
Yes. Yes. You know, your lesson may this time may be solitude, and not in a bad way, but it gives you an opportunity to learn you. Learn yourself, which is what you should be doing this life cycle. If you obviously don't have any successful relationships, it wasn't meant for you to have a successful relationship. It was meant for you to be successful on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's okay to have casual relationships, but that's why they don't last. They weren't meant to be.
Right. I find this planet and these experiences interesting because
I tried to think about the bigger picture here. You know, we come here with amnesia and we do, you know, want that feeling of love and comfort and knowing that there's somebody there to help us, but not, you know, do everything for us or take care of us in that way. But it's like, we want that support. We want to know that we're going to be okay. So we do look elsewhere for partnerships, for relationships, right? But if you're saying the most important relationship that we need to have is with ourselves, then what's the need for these relationships?
Because everybody teaches each other a lesson. We need each other to grow and learn. And you're, you know, don't downplay everybody. It's just so frustrating when everybody wants to make it about a male and female romantic relationship or the same sex romantic relationship, whatever, whichever way you have it. But sometimes our best friends are our soulmates.
Yeah.
So you do have that. You do have that support. You just don't have it romantically.
That's true.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, realistically, it's easier that way.
Yes, it is. I know, sadly. That is true. So the last thing I'm going to touch on here, because I trust me, I want him to know I've listened to everything that he said, but I do have to ask this question. So don't think that I've ignored everything. There are many people, given the last 20 years with the publication of The Secret, the book, The Secret of Manifestation, there are many people who want to manifest a romantic partner. I don't think many people are looking to manifest a soulmate friendship, but now I feel like I want that because that's more important to me, but as a romantic partner. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, since we are co-creators, we can bring that into being, right? But when we're looking for, when we're trying to create this or attract this partner, it's not necessarily, the universe isn't going to necessarily bring us like a soulmate type partner. It will be just whatever. I mean, what we ask for specifically or something like that. Or what are some of the hiccups with this manifestation of a romantic partner?
Gosh, oh my gosh, when you're talking, I swear I saw modern clay like a golem. You know, when you're trying to manifest, it's like you're having a piece of modeling clay and you're trying to create, you know, Mr. Wonderful. The thing is that it's not realistic that you're going to get every little thing that you want in that person. When you manifest that person, he may be everything you want financially and good looking. He's just, you know, 2 feet shorter than you. It's crazy, but words, fairies, pixie dust, it's like trying to create magic, I guess. Yeah. More essentially than anything, when you're trying to create another human being to be the person you want. Mm-hmm. And I swear that's what I feel like. And yeah, maybe we can ask to attract somebody like that, but it's not necessarily going to be your soulmate.
Okay.
Maybe your mate for the time.
Your mate for the time. So people who are...
It's for pleasure.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. Okay. I don't know. I'm sure people probably have a million questions just because, again, my mind is just different. It's not something I think about all the time. So I guess I feel like Virgil would probably want to tell people, like you said, learn about yourself more, love yourself more, learn, like, know thyself more before trying to attract a relationship. Would those be his words of wisdom?
Correct. Know yourself more. Learn you. Meditate on yourself. If that makes sense. Meditate on yourself.
Gotcha. No, it makes complete sense. I mean, I understand.
And maybe this lifetime, you know, your spirit is your soulmate is looking for you, or you guys are looking for each other, but you have been so outwardly looking for pleasure that you haven't raised your vibration high enough for him to find you, or her to find you, or them to find you. Does that make sense?
How does one raise their vibration enough to attract, if they are destined to have that soulmate romantic partner, how do they raise their vibration enough to attract that?
Well, basically, like, grounding in meditation and trying to let go of earthly wants and pleasures, I guess. You know, it's okay to want stuff, but, like, don't make that your complete desire. So, you know, you're like a, once again, it's like looking for somebody in the dark. And if they're not very bright, you're not going to find them, correct?
Correct.
You're looking for someone as shiny and bright as you, and that's the person. And if you're not that shiny and bright yet, because you got all this other stuff gunking you up, you're not going to find the soul that is looking for you from over time, that has found you over time. And I feel like it's harder and harder as time goes, because there's so many ways to be distracted.
Yeah. And we change. I mean, we change as people too, as you get older, at least I hope so. We change and hopefully become.
We change.
So what we want in a relationship probably changes too.
Yeah.
I mean, it does. So.
It does. But everybody over every reincarnation has learned something. So that is something to remember as well. We're all growing. So when you do still find your soulmate, I mean, they've grown. And you've grown, and you've learned your individual lessons you needed to learn, and you both taught each other lessons you needed to learn.
True. Ay, ay, ay. So how do you know, then, if you are destined for solitude for this lifetime, then? Do you just go within and ask your higher self, like, hey, I've noticed, like, there's a trend here that I've been alone for a long time, just can't seem to attract a partner, I can't seem to be in a long-term relationship. Is it because my lesson this lifetime is to learn to really be just myself alone or in solitude?
You can ask that question to your higher self. Most people already know that answer. They just don't want to know. They just want someone to say something different. Once again, you hear that you're supposed to be alone, you're not going to believe it, because your ego is not going to let you believe it, because you're a dang good person, and I don't think I should be alone. Who wouldn't want to be with me, correct?
Now you're talking.
Yes. But that's not necessarily the case. You know? So, yeah, people don't want to hear the truth. It hurts, because you feel like you do belong with somebody, or somebody should want you, but at this time it's just you. You should want you.
True.
Treat yourself. This one.
Did he say that in his English accent? I wish I could hear this. You know, it is funny. The more I hear from him now, I understand why he's your spirit guide. Like, I can hear it. Like, I know why. Oh my goodness. Oh, I wish. I don't know if you have like questions for him, Nadia, because I'm trying to think of, you know,
sorry.
What people might want to ask. Like, I just know that
my question is like, whoever, like, to him, it's like, whoever decided that people were supposed to be meant to be with each other, was it because supposedly God created Adam and then Eve, and then they decided, I mean, who knows if their relationship was really happy?
Yeah.
You know? Oh gosh, I just feel like we get so caught up in our earthly wants and needs that we forget that we're really here to like learn stuff. And I know people don't want to hear that, people just want to hear about how great love out there and that where's my love and why doesn't he love me?
I know.
But
that is, yeah, that's true.
But there is, but there are. So he says there are people, there are spirits. There is a great love out there. You've had it. And if you don't have it this lifetime, you've had it before.
So go meditate on that. Is that what you say? Close your eyes and watch it.
Right, right. And everybody's definition of love is different. So it's so hard to say, you know, if it's a soulmate relationship or not. You just have to know in yourself, is this person challenging? But can I not, but do I have like this emotional intense connection with them that I can't let go? You know, how many times have I walked away, but I'm back again? Now, let's not confuse that as codependency, but but honestly, like if both of you are good people and you're both are good to each other and sometimes it just doesn't work, but you're always coming back, it's, you know, your lessons, those that is like your soulmate, because it's not meant to be easy. Mm. It's meant to be challenging.
Gotcha. Huh. What else was I going to say? You know, when you were brought up Adam and Eve, it's funny because I was going to actually say that. The whole idea, like in the Bible, that we are subservient. Like we were created to be subservient. Like women were created to be under men. Right. And to be of service. And then just do our, you know, wifely, earthly, whatever duties. And then shut up and then die. Like, essentially, is kind of what you see going on there. So, yes, I feel like a lot of ideas or beliefs about, I don't know, relationships also come from that great, you know, book, as we would all say it, but yeah, that's not the case here.
No, so. And it's crazy because as I think, or as I ask him, I guess myself, I think about stuff, it's crazy to me because you go back and I have images of cavemen in my head, okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, when minimal language was spoken, but men are physically stronger than women. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so for that, it is developed over time where because they're physically stronger, they feel like they are able to make better choices and have better thoughts than women. Do you know what I mean? Because they're mm-hmm. physically stronger.
Yeah.
But they lack emotional anything. Strength.
And emotional intelligence.
And emotional intelligence as well. But I don't, and I just think it's the lack or the physical elements that make men feel like women should be subservient. Hmm. But once again, remember, when we die and come back, we might come back as a man and not a woman.
Thanks for the reminder that we have to come back.
I've asked for a hiatus.
Yes. I need like a 3,000-year hiatus.
Well, thank you. Well, gosh. The earth is ghetto right now. It's time to go.
Yes.
And Virgil says, yeah, he is so glad that he is not here at this moment.
Yeah, it's a really crazy, it's like really like batshit crazy. I mean, it's been like this for centuries, but it just seems right now it's heightened with the war in Ukraine, with the craziness of politics here, all the corruption. It just seems like, I don't know, it's a big cluster and it's a little frightening, to be honest, to be here during this time. But we mm-hmm. all opted for it, so... You know, great
lessons to be learned.
Yes, lessons to be learned. Oh man, yeah. I'm trying to think if I have a lingering one last question before I, you know, before we close out. I mean, did we ever? Oh, I'm going to ask this question. Did we ever have relationships like soulmate relationships with our spirit guides?
Oh, some of us have.
Mm.
Some of us have, and it's become a relationship where I'll take care of you for from the other side. And you take care of me when it's your turn from the other side.
Okay. That's interesting. That's good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's very cool. Well, I'm glad I asked that. I was thinking of my old guide from years ago, and I wondered because he was pretty cool. But whatever. I'm in a body.
So what I got right now is it is actually probably somebody you had an intense relationship with, and then when you both died, and on the other side, you made an agreement to take care of each other. So you may not reincarnate together at the same time, but at times you do, but not very often.
Okay. Interesting. I don't know. That's super, super interesting. Well, I just want to say thank you to Virgil. I don't know if I answered all the viewers' questions. People who wanted to ask me to ask questions, but I did my best. I just want to say thank you to Virgil and my sister for channeling, and it's been very insightful. So until next time, Virgil.
Yes. He says toodaloo.